You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
As we approach the anniversary of the tragic occurrence of September 11, Familiar Wireless Depot honors the American heroes who have made this country what it is. From those serving in our military to men and women of our police and fire departments, we salute you. That's from Familiar Wireless Depot, with three locations to serve you better. For Monroe, the number is 318-398-2187. For West Monroe, the number is 318-600-6424. At Familiar Wireless Depot, service is a fact based on the importance they place in satisfying their customers. Familiar Wireless Depot is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJO.
You know what? We'll go to a football game and we will cheer and scream, and we walk up in church and act like our feet are stuck in peanut butter. We just stand here. I ain't never seen nothing be birthed without some pushing. You're like, oh, Kim, this is too emotional. Well, you better get emotional. Oh, it's too emotional. It's too, y'all scare me. Girl, I'm going to tell you something. If you dig, some of you have been muted. The enemy has muted your mouth. You can't even pray over yourself. You're walking in so much shame, guilt, condemnation. You're walking in your past more than you're looking ahead, trying to teach people a lesson and missing out on a blessing. And this is the atmosphere right here. The reason I walk up in here, not like a fool, I don't care if y'all don't praise him, I'm gonna get it. Like, I can just see God, okay? I think the reason all these people crazy right here is because when you go through hell, you come out on fire. Like, when you look at where you're at, some of you better open your mouth and say something other than negativity. You're bitter Betty, and the whole world knows your hell because you've been talking about it forever. We want you to get through it today, okay? It ain't just gonna go away. The one thing that I have found about God is it takes class participation. And the only way the enemy can touch you is by reminding you of your past, allowing you to hang around with people that you know you done outgrown. And you walk up into church and just stand here. Well, I don't feel nothing. Well, you know what I've discovered? When I was going to the gym, I didn't get my size 6 overnight. I started moving and realizing that God, I'm going to jump, and you're going to either teach me how to fly or you're going to catch me. But I ain't staying here. I'm not going to waste this hell. Well, I don't want to really get passionate. I'm going to tell y'all something. The one thing that I've discovered in life is the more excited you get, your eyelashes might fall down on your cheek. Your eye makeup, you might like look like a skunk by the time you get out of here. You've been paying Bertha at counseling for the last 16 years and you still stuck. In this presence is where mountains melt like wax. You hear me? Right in here, I dare you and I challenge you. Your breakthrough is in this house. The healing is in this house. You know why? Because the breakthrough anointing is resting in this place. Some of you need to get away from the person you're standing by because they ain't gonna move. And you need to go by somebody that is acting up. You need to get by somebody because some of y'all need to hijack somebody's faith. Some of y'all broken. If I were you, I'd get up and I'm gonna move by the craziest fanatic that's got some anointing dripping off him. And I'm gonna rub. Rub up against them. Here's what we're about to do. There's an anointing in this house. I don't know what's happening in this place. Wednesday night was litty lit. I don't know what's happening. But one thing I know is God showed me at the beginning of this year, in New Year's, he said, I'm not waiting until October, November, and December to break through for you. Your miracle is going to come at the beginning of the year. So here's what I want y'all to do. I'm going to tell you something. This is the way I was raised, ain't it, Mom and Daddy, right here? Honey, we would make you uncomfortable. You'd be like, that's bobby pins flying everywhere. And you know what's so cool, Mom and Dads? I was raised in it and backslid for about 10 years. But look at me now. Because when you bring your kids in an atmosphere like this and they watch their mama and daddy pushing through, they gonna push through. So I'm giving some of y'all permission to move. Who cares if your neighbor gets mad? Like, if he ain't moving by me, I'm going where people are moving. I'm about to hijack some faith. Y'all can come down here. This is the pool right here. I'm talking miracles. Cancer is being healed. High blood pressure is being healed. Marriages are being healed. Your mind is being healed. Your husband is being healed. Your mama is being healed in this presence right now. So here's what we're about to do. Y'all ready? They're making y'all uncomfortable, is it? Is that making y'all uncomfortable? You know what she's doing? You know what she's doing? She's letting go of that father that molested her. She's letting go of that aunt that betrayed her. She's letting go of that church hurt. That's what she's doing. Just bear with me, okay? We ain't always like this. But there's a breakthrough anointing in this place. So here's what we're about to do. We're going back to Waymaker. We're going back to Waymaker. Y'all know when I get a song in my spirit, I tear y'all up with it. I'll wear you out. Here's why I love Waymaker. Because it's prophetic. Some of you walked in here very defeated today. Some of you have been looking for a job and you can't find a job. Some of you don't know how you're going to pay your bills and it's January the 29th. But if you begin to open your mouth and get a Judah praise, make everybody uncomfortable, okay? Just make everybody uncomfortable. We will yell and scream at our kids at Walmart, and we don't care what nobody thinks. But we come up in church and stand stiff. Uh-uh, baby, you better put some praise on credit. You better begin to open your mouth, and by the time you walk out of this place, you watch some mountains are going to be crumbling at your feet. So here, what are we going to do?
We make a miracle worker. Promise me, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
He's healing hearts right now. He's giving some of you a breakthrough in your depression.
Light in the darkness. My God.
Kim, I ain't got nothing to praise him for. Oh, yes, you do, baby. You're alive.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Listen to me.
Waymaker,
thieves don't rob empty vaults, baby. There's something in you. You got to push for it.
My God, that is who.
I even even see some birthing taking place in here.
Light in the darkness, my God.
Pretty this is right here, because we have seeker friendly churches now, not this church.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
He's healing some anger issues.
That is who you are.
Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. And Lord, we tell you to have your way. I thank you, Father, that this church is going to be equipped at 3 o'clock in the morning when the devil is having a heyday in our mind. We know how to open our mouth and say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm not going to go in this year sick. I'm not going to go in this year with my anger issues. I'm not going to go in this year with my depression. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the dark.
Father, right now, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them.
Fill them, Father, fill them. You see them tears, fill them. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Breakthrough. Some of you feeling that pain leaving your body right now. You've been sick. Father, we thank you for that break. I just heard the Lord say there's a breaker anointing in here. Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing. Even in people, some of y'all, this is uncomfortable and you're just standing there, but you're taking it in. I just see in the spirit, some of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you're feeling a shift taking place right now. That thing that you walked in worried about, God's already worked it out. The enemy can't take you out, so he's trying to wear you out. But my Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a future and a hope. Today is happening. Jobs are coming forth. Some of y'all about to get some promotions you ain't even alive for. God spoke to me Wednesday night and said, we're going to be owning houses, not renting houses. We're not going to be driving hoopties up in here. God's about to bless this house. He's about to heal marriages. He's about to bring some Boazes and some Ruths in your singles life. He's taking that alone spirit out of your body. He's taking your husband that is not saved, and he's saving your husband. And you see this one right here. You know what's happening to her, huh? Her kids been preaching to her because she been down one day, up one day. Not today. She just got free. You know what just happened to her? She just got that depression mess broken off of her. See, y'all don't know why these people acted up, all right? I know their stories, and I know what they just grabbed a hold of. Y'all can be seated. Y'all can be seated. I'm going to preach a word. That's what I'm going to do right now. Right now. Because my word right now is, you ain't stuck unless you want to be. You ain't stuck. I'm going to tell y'all something. In this atmosphere, I don't even know that we can sit still. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. I can't see, God. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm gonna trust you even when I can't trace you. I'm gonna praise you on credit. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Thank you, baby. Waymaker, miracle worker. Some of you even been a victim to your circumstance. Not after today. You're a victor, babe. People are going to be like, what? You have all the reason in the world to lay down and die in your depression. Uh-uh, honey. Something in your feet is starting to tingle. You can't even be still. What? It's like those jumping monkeys. See, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got the same anointing I got. You understand what I'm saying, right? The only difference is I'm cray-cray. I don't even care if I make you uncomfortable, man. Because I refuse to walk up in this atmosphere. The Bible says that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000. Three can, I'm talking all the way up to a Googleplex. That's why you got to come to church. Because when you don't feel like moving, you got some people up here that are going to move for you. And until you can get your feet moving, until you can get yourself unstuck, they're going to praise for you. So, Father, we thank you. Y'all can just stay right here, man. Stay right here. I'm telling y'all something. That is who you are. You know what else? You know what? You know what? I like that reckless love, too, now. He's fighting for you. We don't even have to fight our enemies. Do you realize that? We don't have to. We need to get so lost in the presence of God. That ex can't touch this. Nah, 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 nah. I'll tell you what. That boss, that bully, he already taken care of it. When you walk up in that office tomorrow, they're going to be over there going, my Lord, I don't know what just happened. The Holy Ghost came in with you. You're going to be a Holy Ghost game changer. Some of you are going to walk in and your spouse is going to be like, you kicked a trash can walking out. Angry at the world. Y'all been driving to church today, yelling and screaming at your spouse. You walk up in here and one of the ushers say, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you ain't. Now we're going to get free. We're going to get free. That is who you are. I'm going to tell y'all something. The devil ain't fighting you because you're weak. And he only can touch you as long as you let him. Well, you don't know, Kim, what I'm going through. You don't know the trouble I've been. God does. And he's waiting for you to change your words. Some of you just need to shut up. I hate that word, but I just felt it come on me. Some of y'all need to hush up. Some of y'all are hurting your own miracles. You are reminding yourself every day of how horrible situations are. And it ain't bad, because as long as you got a pulse, God's got a plan. As long as you can still move your body, that means you can praise. You can praise your way. Kim, I can't even lift my head up off the pillow. Oh, honey, yes, you can. As long as you can. Some of you are laying in a bed of depression. You've been there for about 13 years, and you're owning it like you're having a reward for it. Because your mama had it, so you think you got to have it. Mm-mm. You're a game changer. You hear me? Some of y'all are going to break some generational curses off of your life. So your children ain't got to go through it. Your children ain't going to be an alcoholic just because your spouse is. Your kid ain't going to get divorced just because you've ran five people off. Ah! You break that mess right here. I had a preacher one time pick the water up and spray it. I won't do that. Did I hit you? No, I didn't. Look at your neighbor and say, stop pressing rewind. And hit delete. Stop. Say it loud. Stop. Somebody got to tell yourself. Pressing. Rewind. And hit delete. Stop. Giving CPR to dead situations. Stop trying to stabilize what God is trying to set you free from. Stop allowing your emotions to keep you bound. Get out of your feelings and get into some healing. Come on, baby girl. Wow! Something happens when you open your mouth. I ain't even kidding. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we go to Zumba. We get that music going. We always, when we just got to learn how to do it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Some of you are like, I can't praise God because I don't deserve to praise God because of what I was nay-naying last night. Honey, at least you hear praying today. And the more you get up, the better you get. All of a sudden, man, you've been doing the same thing, getting the same results. But you just one day going to walk out of that door and all of a sudden it's going to be like rainbows and butterflies because you didn't give up, you got up. You know what I've discovered is that complaining, worrying, fearing, it ain't paying your bills. It's just making nobody like to be around you. You are biting everybody's head off because you're stressed out. And all it's doing is paralyzing you in fear. The Bible says that life and death in the power of your words. People are going to start coming back to you in this season and apologizing for some things. And you know what? You're going to be loving on them. God's turning some hearts right now. He's melting some wax. He's purifying some hardened hearts. You've been praying for God to kill them every night. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa. Well, look at there. I'm praying for them. Because you're wanting freedom so bad that you'll do whatever you got to do. You will pray for God to reveal the hidden places on the inside of you. I bet you money those women that came up here and that awesome man that walked up here and got on their face right down here. I bet you money you feel different, don't you? One act of obedience. That's it. Come on. That's a roar. That's a roar. That's a roar. Man, when a man will get up and do that, what? Because men are the leaders. Men are the leaders. get through. And we're going to let him. Some of you women are wishing your husbands would do that. You know what you do? Begin to claim it. Because there's breakthrough coming to y'all's house. There's breakthrough. We need some men of God that will... Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your chain-breaking anointing. We thank you, God, that we're not going to press rewind on some things that you're setting us free from. He's getting rid of, I just heard the Lord say he's giving some of you spiritual amnesia. Some of you have been replaying some painful memories. God's giving you some spiritual amnesia. You're going to remember it, but it ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt no more. You're not going to cry those tears over the same thing no more. You're not going to keep rewinding what your mama said about you, your daddy said about you. No. You're going to begin to look in that mirror and realize who God says you are. God is stirring up some dreams in this place. God's giving some people some purpose right now. Some of y'all been praying for purpose. You don't know what your purpose is. You're getting old and you're scaring yourself because you don't even know why you're here on this earth. You actually are telling yourself, if something happened to me, nobody would even care. That is a lie from the pit of hell. You got purpose. You got destiny. And honey, let me just tell you something. Anointing is your middle name. I'm going to go from John chapter 5, 1 through 9. And you know what's funny is my sermon title is Stop Pressing Rewind and Hit Delete. What to do when you are stuck. Anybody in here feel that way sometimes? How many of you in this room can lift up your hand and say, I'm right where I thought I would be right now? Anybody? Well, what God's about to start doing is he's starting to fast forward some things. And what would normally take 10 years is going to take 4 years. What would take 4 years? I'm telling y'all, it's in this house. The same thing that is in my life and the anointing that is on me and my husband's life is on your life. Because whatever you attach yourself to, whatever covering you have on your life, that is going to trickle down on you. And in the last 5 years, we lived with my mother and my father. I was driving a hoopty on the side of the road with it blowing up every day, working at Bloomingdale's for $9 an hour until 3 years and 4 months ago. And I got to that place where I started singing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. I didn't feel like nobody wanted me, but I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I'm laying it at your feet, Father. I don't know how to do it because this is all I've ever known. So you can use me. I surrender all to you, God. Even the places that I've hidden that were so traumatic, I just suppressed them. I give you permission to reveal those places to me. I give you permission to let me see all the ugliness on the inside of me so that I can be all you want me to be, God. So I can be loved appropriately and I can be used of you, God. Delay was not denial. It was just a pit stop. Everything. I would just lay in my bed. I didn't have a prayer. I felt so defeated. I just kept hearing God say, if you just open your mouth. Begin to prophesy to your situation. Chains are going to begin to break off of your life. I'm going to begin to reveal some things in the quiet seasons of your life. The silent seasons are about to become vivid dreams. I'm about to break that lust spirit off of you. I'm about to break that demonic curse off of your life, the word curses. I'm about to break it. I'm about to become the game changer. My sons will not be alcoholics just because it was in my bloodline. My kids are going to be set free because I'm going through it for my babies. I'm going to make it for my babies. My boys will walk in their calling. They'll be game changers. People about to watch. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you. You ain't gonna have to look at your checkbook and balance it, because you're about to. I'm telling you, what God, you have walked through seasons of struggle. Your husband, he ain't on the same page with you. You're mad because you got married to Satan, and now you got to pretend you're happy. No, God's turning that thing. You're going to be scared. He's going to come up and wrap his arms around you, and you're going to feel that heartbeat. And you're going to be like, oh, he's plotting. No, God's shifting. You mark my words, this week y'all better start watching, and I want to hear the testimonies. You don't lay on God. People have been sleeping on you, but don't you sleep on God. John 5:1-9 says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethsheba, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water was made, they became well of whatever disease they had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be well? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. That day was the Sabbath. If you're stuck today in any area of your life, God wants to help you move out of this. Maybe you feel stuck in a marriage where there is no love. Maybe you feel you are stuck spiritually. Maybe you feel like you are stuck financially. You may just feel like you are stuck on a particular level of life, and you should have been way over and way more far ahead a long time ago, but that just hasn't happened. And you feel stuck. We're going to look at a couple of individuals really quickly who were stuck, but who got released. We're going to see what we can learn from them. The first story we are going to look at is in John, the scripture I just read. This man had been in this condition for 38 years. He was stuck. The Bible said Jesus saw him and knew he had been in this condition for a long time. I am sure this wasn't just a supernatural revelation on the part of Jesus. Most likely, anyone observing this man would have known that he had been in this physical condition for many years. He had been stuck. But as we continue reading the story, this man got unstuck What can we learn from this story? Number one, you really have to want it. You really have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You really have to be done allowing that fear to paralyze you. You can't worry about death no more. You can't worry about dying no more. You can't worry about being the CEO of your own world. No, you got to trust that God has you in the palm of his hand. Jesus asked this man a very interesting question in verse 6. Do you want to be made well? What kind of question was that? Duh. The man was at the pool, wasn't he? He was there. Only sick people went to the pool so they could be made well when the angel came and stirred up the water. Wasn't it obvious that he wanted to be made well? I have a question for you today. Do you want to be made well? Do you want to walk out of that place that you're stuck in and paralyzed in? Or you have been so used to the situation that you have been through that now you're discouraged? I recently visited a certain region of the country. I got off the plane and some friends picked me up. As we were driving through the town, I noticed a horrible smell. Nobody else said anything, yet the smell never went away. After 10 minutes, I just sat there like, do y'all not smell this? I just sat there because I'm the pastor in the car. I was even looking around like, is there a dirty diaper in here? What's going on? My friends, I finally said, does anybody else smell this? Could y'all, what is this? Y'all are just driving like it ain't nothing. My friend said, oh, we're just used to it. There was a particular industry in town that had created a smell in the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just normal to us. We don't even think about it. They had become accustomed to the smell. Everyone in town was accustomed to the smell. I would have moved. It's like you allowed your kid, you had dirty diapers, and you just leave the dirty diapers there. Ah! Some of y'all got dirty McDonald's bags in your car. Smell like nasty socks. Onions that are just going stale in your car. When all you got to do is pick it up, but you just become accustomed to the mess in your world because all you see is that going on. And what your insides, listen, what your outside looks like is what your inside looks like. Some of y'all can't even get to your bed. That's what your inside looks like. You got so many, well, at least I know where it's at. I know where them socks are if I just lay them right here. No, honey, you got a pile this big, and it's all black clothes, and you can't even find what you need. When all you got to do is hang them up, you just feel better. We don't even think about it. They had become accustomed to the smell. Everyone in town was accustomed to the smell. Some people have learned to live with a smell in their marriage, y'all sleeping in separate rooms. Others have learned to live with a smell in some other area of your life without realizing it. It has become an accepted norm to them. If you want to get unstuck, you have to refire your desire. You have to shake off complacency. You have to draw a line in the sand and say, enough is enough. I'm about to take back my stuff. I'm not going to stay stuck on this level anymore. Things are going to change. Just like he just did a while ago. And y'all all just stand there staring at him. Some of you just should try it. And all of a sudden, do y'all know laughter is like medicine? Like I will be sitting in my car and I will be like having one of those moments like where I just want to be like, you know, you have those days where everybody gets on your nerves. That's you, not them. It's you. Haven't been spending enough time with God, okay? And I will get in that car and I'll be like, ain't nothing funny. But the more I laugh, then I look around and people are just looking at me. And that makes me laugh. Because I'm just over here thinking, laugh with me because I'm crazy. Like, I want everybody to drink the juice I'm drinking. Like, I don't want you. I can't get you unstuck. God is not a genie in a bottle. You have to start illuminating some things in your life that have had you stuck. Your mama negative Nelly, tell her, mama, I love you, but in the balcony, you're going to go for a little bit, okay? Sharinda back there. I told a story about Sharinda Wednesday night. on how she had high blood pressure for a whole year. And blood pressure, and it runs in her family. All of a sudden, she started detoxing and fumigating. She started getting rid of some stuff. She started stirring the water a little bit. She stopped talking to some people that were in her past and not going into her future. She had, all her life looked the same. No, she was like, I'm getting up and moving. Y'all can stay right here, gossip all you want, all day long, but you ain't going to detox my ear. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your gossip. And you know what she said? She said, I ain't got blood pressure problem anymore. She said, I'm well, I'm healed, I'm like, bad. That's why y'all just looking at me. I'm like, I'm talking good. I'm about to high five myself. Did somebody bring me a mic, baby doll? You sexy. Look at that. Oh.
I got you.
Just walk by me again. Go. Just go. Go. Just go back down and come back up again. That's a bad man right there. What? You fine, won't buy me again. See, some of you, your marriages will get better if you do that. Baby, won't buy me again. You're like, girl, that six pack is now a one pack. I can't even stand to look at that belly. It's like sticking way out here. I can't, girl, what? Oh, baby, you tell yourself enough that he's so fine. He's so fine. He blows my mind. Hey, baby, what? All of a sudden, he back in your bed. All a man needs is to be loved, honored, and respected. Honey, honor that man. Well, he don't need to be honored. He needs to get a job. What he need? You know what you need to do? Baby, you the sexiest application filler out I ever seen. When you get on that computer and start feeling them fingers start moving, I'm like, hubba, 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 hubba. Mm-hmm. It works. I noticed with my little sweet husband, that's a good man right there. That's a good man. But I can drive any man to drink with my mouth if I don't stay at the feet of Jesus, all right? When we first got married, I'd tell him, you ain't going to do that. You know, he did exactly what I said he wasn't going to do. I started realizing, he don't want a mama. He wants a wife. Well, go figure. I started changing some things. See, I rabbit trail. Somebody needed that, so I would just, that's free. So often we don't even think about it anymore because we've grown accustomed to it and said, this is just the way it's going to be, so nothing's going to change, so I'm just going to accept how it is. And no, honey, when you begin to change yourself, stop praying for God to change him and start praying for yourself. The one thing that I've discovered about God is I was so used to the deprivation and pain in my life that I literally had become addicted and codependent to the drama. I didn't want to get healed because I was like, man, that's a boring life. I look at these people like, y'all boring. I need some drama. I was the one that would get on Facebook and say, I'm about to do a purge. If you don't see me on your newsfeed, you've been flushed. Because I'm tired of the drama. One day God said, you are the drama. Like, I need you to get well is what I need. Because when you get well, you ain't got to tell nobody nothing. You get on my nerves, you just gone by. Poof, poof. And knows a complete sentence, huh? Number two. Stop shifting the blame and quit making excuses. After Jesus asked the sick man, do you want to be made well? He answered him by saying, sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps in front of me and takes my blessing. In other words, he said, my being stuck is someone else's fault. I have no man to put me in. I am stuck here because others have not come through for me. When the water is stirred, someone steps in before me. Bottom line, the sick man was saying, it's not my fault. I am the way that I am because of what others have done for me and done to me. It's not my fault that I have been stuck in this condition. Let us do away with excuses and pointing the finger. Let us do away with blaming others. This will never lend itself to you. Getting unstuck is your responsibility. On the contrary, it may just cause you to get stuck deeper. You don't have to stay stuck. But as long as you are pointing the finger at somebody else, you are going to stay stuck. I always notice when you point the finger, you got three pointing back at you. You know what I'm saying? I stopped looking at other people and pointing fingers, and I just started praying over myself. Number three, you must obey what the Lord tells you to do. In verse 8, it said, Jesus said to the man, rise up, take up your bed and walk. What the Lord commands you may not make sense to you, or it may not make sense to anybody. However, more than likely, you will have to abandon your thoughts and plans in order to accept his plans. This man was looking for three things. First, he was looking for a man to lift him up. Some of y'all are like, I can't buy a house till I get a husband. I can't change. I can't lose weight because I love ho-hos. I'm already 400 pounds. It's going to take me forever to lose the weight. So I might as well just keep the back boobs and be miserable. No! Change something. Quit going through McDonald's. First, he was looking for a man to lift him up into the pool. Then he was waiting for an angel to come, and finally for the water to be stirred. These were three things he thought he needed in order to be healed. However, Jesus had an entirely different plan. Jesus' plan required that this man put aside how things had been done in the past. Jesus instructed the man to get up. Although it did not make sense to the man, he had to respond to Jesus' words in order to get unstuck. Some of you don't know what God's saying because you ain't reading your Bible. You don't really know. You're walking around pitiful, not powerful. You're walking around bitter Betty, Petty Crocker. You're walking around angry at your father that molested you, not realizing that what's happening is God trusted you with the storm that you're in right now. And just like Noah, you keep building. People thought he was an idiot building an ark in the middle of no water either. And then the same thing, the same storm that took the world out took him above. And so what's happening in your situation is God is equipping you right now for your future. He's saying what's going to happen in this season is you're learning how, when you're at the rock bottom, to praise your way out of some situations. You ain't taking it to the phone no more. You're taking it to the throne, and you're putting a demand on the Holy Spirit, and you're beginning to say, Father, I ain't getting up out of this room. I'll never forget when I finally got my transformation. You know what I said? I said, God, I'm going to sit right here in this room, and my boys are going to need some oatmeal in about 8 hours. Chop, chop. I need to be healed right now. And I watched in one season of my life, 36 years of me being a victim in my own story, I began to praise my way out of that thing. And within 8 hours, things began to shift. No, my world didn't change overnight, but I started changing. I started seeing with spiritual eyes. I started realizing that I'm about to be so drippy with oil that when people try to put their hands on me, they're going to slip right off. However, Jesus had an entirely different plan. Jesus' plan required that this man put aside how things had been done in the past. Jesus instructed this man to get up. Although it did not make sense to the man, he had to respond to Jesus' words in order to get unstuck. What has the Lord told you to do? Have you obeyed his voice, or have you reasoned yourself right out of it? Here are your choices. You ready, y'all? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Either remain stuck or obey. Boom, shaka, like a, boom. Either remain stuck or obey. That's it. Some of you need to realize that God's plan to break you free and get you unstuck is not even the same in the same ballpark with your plan. You are going to need to make a choice. Abandon your ways and your thoughts and accept his, because you cannot have two plans in one time. What was the last thing you remember that God told you to do? Have you done it? Man, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all something. When God started opening the doors for me to go preach, I was so excited because I was like, I get to leave Bloomingdale's. I was praising my way all the way to Bloomingdale's. I get to leave Bloomingdale's. And I heard God say, oh, no, you don't. I went, what? I don't even need this money no more. He said, you are not ready to go into full-time ministry. I still need you over here. He said, you're going to go travel and preach, and the more I can trust you, the more I will open more doors for you. But you got to get up and you got to go to work, even when you don't feel like it. I would be preaching all weekend, and I would get up and have to drive a whole hour one way downtown Atlanta to Lenox Square. But see, God had a plan, because he knew I had 1 hour to go to work and 1 hour to come home, and he knew that I didn't know how to preach yet. I was still a little cussing a little bit up in there. And he said, I need you to get some Jesus down in you. See, I need you to replace some flesh and some carnality, and I need you to get some Jesus up in you. So I'm going to give you 1 hour going to work and 1 hour coming home. And I want you to put some preaching in that car. And I want you to begin to get the word down on the inside of you. And over a week, I started watching as my mind started shifting. I wasn't bumping to no lemonade. I was praising Jesus. I was getting so full of God that I would walk up into Bloomingdale's and I would just touch people. Like, I just knew they were going to fall out. I started replacing. See, I started realizing that this ain't where I'm staying. God's got a plan, and this ain't it. I ain't here for $9 an hour very long. I'm here right now because God's trying to teach me something. I even went to the HR after he made me stay there a whole year. I was already preaching. I didn't need this job. I went to the HR, and I said, Leah, I said, you're probably going to have to fire me, because I need another day off to go preach. She said, no, girl, we got you. I said, no, fire me. Always trying to help God. Always. He was moving too slow. He was blessing everybody but me. I was comparing my life. I was thinking, I'm 36 years old. Everything's starting to droop. I'm delayed on my process, and all I know is I'm feeling Jesus up in here. I'm ready to go preach full time. He said, sit your tail down and get the word down in you, because when I open the windows of heaven over your life, you better not fall like a fish with no anointing on your life. I had to help God help me. I had to take the gossip, the meanness, the anger, the feeling like I was special ed. See, he knew I was going to write a book one day. He knew that it was going to go bestseller. He knew that it was going to open television up for me. He knew that he could trust me, but he had to get me to the place where I was ready to be kicked out into full-time ministry before I was ready. He said, I got to prepare you for where I'm taking you. I'd get in that car. I ain't staying here. I'd be bumping all the way to work. Father, I thank you that I am so full of the Holy Ghost that if a mosquito bites me, they get saved. I thank you, Father, that everybody that comes in my, they gonna get free today. Oh, yeah, they are. And I started realizing, oh, my goodness. About 2 years after I started traveling, I would go in that car. I wouldn't be gossiping with none of them girls. I'd be in that car having a 1-800 prayer call. I didn't know if anybody was on there, so I'd pray like there was 10,000 people on there. I'd be in there on my lunch break, in my car, worshiping and praying over people all over the world. Then all of a sudden, the prayer call started getting so blessed that you had to get on there 15 minutes early, or you wouldn't even get on the line. See, what God was doing was he was saying, in your spare time, what are you doing? What are you doing? Is your heart getting right? Are you prophesying to where you're going? Can I trust you with some people on a phone call? Can I trust you with one woman? Can I trust you with two? Can I trust you not to say I'm gonna pray for you tonight, but lay hands on them right there? I was walking to the airport the other day, and this girl walks up to me. She goes, can you pray for me? And all of a sudden, I was like, girl, I'm late. That's what I was thinking. I said, oh no, she's been watching my YouTube. Because on my YouTube, I said, don't you ask me to pray, because I'm going to pray for you right there. I ain't wait. And she wanted to see if I'm, God said, let me see if I can trust you. In the middle of that airport right there in the Concourse B, I started praying for that girl. I started praying as loud as I could for her. And she started, I said, you asked me to pray. By the time you leave me, you're going to be breaking free is what you're going to do. I said, now you got to learn how to pray for yourself, baby girl. I said, you listen to me. Listen how I'm praying. And I want you to start praying like that. I want you to start learning how to pray over yourself. You don't need no special hands to lay hands on you when you got the same power that I got on the inside of me. The difference is I am illuminating things that are pulling me down and praising my way out. You got to abandon your ways and your thoughts and accept his, because you cannot have two plans in one time. What was the last thing God told you to do? Are you being obedient? Boy, after he made me stay 2 years, I was preaching. I was already preaching for T.D. Jakes, and I was still at Bloomingdale's. I sure was. He said, I'm seeing if I can trust you. And man, I remember that day I got out of that prayer call and I heard God say, you can go give your 2-week notice. I ran through that joint like it was on fire because I didn't want God to say, psych! He said, now because you were faithful in the little, you watch what I'm about to do. You watch what I'm about to speed up some time in your life, Kimberly. And people that don't think you're qualified are going to be sitting back saying, how in the world is God using her? Because I trust people. And most of the time, it's the unqualified that he's taking. You know why he does that? Because like this dude right here, I ain't waiting for nobody to pray for me. I'd have been wiggling. I'd have been doing whatever. I would have been just like wiggling and squirming, and I'd be just crawling into whatever I got to do. But I ain't waiting for it to come to me. Some of y'all need to get some crazy praise. You got to learn how to have some crazy praise. There are three ways that God will make his guidance known to you. One, God speaks to us through his word. And when something is clear to us in the Bible, we just need to do it. You don't even need to pray about it. Y'all like, I'm waiting for God's will. You already know what God's will is. Oh, God, I'm just waiting. I've been waiting on God for a whole year. I'm just waiting on God. No, he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to begin to move your feet. He's waiting on you to get on social media and do some Facebook lives. He's waiting on you to learn how to pray over yourself. What? Because if you can learn how to pray over yourself, then you can pray over others and not be scared. I will look at somebody and tell them, you're about to have a baby. And I'll be like, ah, I hope she has a baby. But if it comes out of me, and I hear testimonies all the time of women that couldn't get pregnant, now they're pregnant. Because I'm obedient. Because it ain't my problem. If I lay hands on you and you're in a wheelchair and you don't get up and walk, that's not my fault. It means your faith wasn't there. We will come lay hands on you. It's tight, but it's right, ain't it, y'all? You will come get lay hands on you up here every week of your life, and nothing shifts in your life. And now you're mad at God. You know why? Because you won't help God help you. God speaks to us through his word. I'm going to hurry. And when something is clear to us in the Bible, we just need to do it. You don't even need to pray about it. You just need to be obedient. 1 ounce of obedience will do more for you than all the prayer in the world. Now you're not going to just find a chapter and a verse that says you're supposed to move to Kalamazoo. You are going to have to just determine in your mind that I'm about to get up and go to wherever. It's going to be weird. Nobody's going to understand it. I don't have no family there. But obviously, it's put me in a season where there are people that move here every single week of their life, and they are blessed beyond because of their obedience. People may try to talk even out of it. They'll say, girl, you better not leave that job. Obamacare. Have you seen insurance prices? You're working your tail off. You ain't been to the doctor in 2 years, but you're staying at a place in a desert because you were afraid of what will not even happen, probably. Because when you get in a place where you're walking in your purpose, you are free. You're just like Sharenda. She was helping God help her. She was getting up and began to praise her way out of some stuff. She wasn't going, and even at work, she was putting some earphones in her ear. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. She began to change her atmosphere. Number two, God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and 14, rhema word. Number three, God speaks to us through other people. However, the Lord speaks to us. However he speaks to us, here's the bottom line. You are stuck. If you are stuck and you want to get unstuck, here's what you need to do. Y'all ready? And we're done. If we want to get breakthrough from our situation, number one, listen and obey his voice. The enemy will send counterfeits in your life to tell you ain't nobody gonna ever love you, and those four kids with four different daddies, oh baloney. God's gonna bring somebody in your life. The minute you stop saying, I don't need no man, and you begin to worship and praise and get your heart right to be that wife, to be that husband, and all of a sudden he gonna drop him out of the sky like he did me. And y'all gonna be married in 10 months. That's how God rolls. Number two, do what he says every time. What's he saying to you? Today he told you, you ain't stuck unless you want to be. Even if you have to eat romaine noodles every day of your life, because you can buy 500 bags of it for $5. It ain't where you're staying. It's part of your story. Get you some hot dogs and Tony Sachery. Make it look like Papado's, baby. Start shifting your mind. Start shifting your atmosphere. You want your marriage healed? Start writing a